watching the time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Breezy out there today. Rain's on the way. Cooler temperatures. And all kinds of good stuff going on today. Anyway, currently it is 78 degrees at Beaver. 79 degrees at the May Ranch. 79 at La Homa. 80 degrees at Camargo. Camargo, you and Weatherford are, well, never mind, it just changed. Butler, you and Elk City are the warmest spots in town at 81 degrees, along with Freedom, Oklahoma. Hollis, 76 degrees, out to 76. Out here in the Panhandle, we have 79 degrees at Lipscomb. Miami, 79. Dozier, 75. Wellington is 76. And so is Odell, Texas. Anyway, I have more weather for you. Just to let you know, looks like the latest observations of rainfall, when it's going to be here, where it's going to be, and how much, according to the Mesonet and other weather meteorologists, it looks like it's going to start here in southwestern Oklahoma sometime late this evening. Beckham County, Roger Mills, Greer, Warstall, around midnight is when it's supposed to get heavier. They are calling for 2 to 4 inches of rain, and that line comes from about Beckham County and heads up there towards Alva. And closer you get back towards 44, Interstate 44, on that angle right there, that's where the 4-inch area is going to be located. They're calling for 2 to 3 in this area. Parts of Roger Mills, not so according to their forecast. Half inch to an inch. And you get up there in northwestern Oklahoma, they're calling for 1/4 inch. So anyway, that is of right now. So anyway, it's weather, and it's going to change. So anyway, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour, and we'll have more on them coming up. First of all, you know, this month is American Farmers Month, and KCO, Paragon Communications, Penny News, everybody here at our station, in our building here, we are celebrating a salute to the American farmers. Farmers, thank you for continuing to measure your time, not in hours, but acres, for running through the night to finish harvesting a field before the rain comes, and working through extreme temperatures and weather conditions to check on and care for livestock. Thank you for all your hats you wear on a daily basis to keep your farming moving forward. And Western Planters, Cotton Gin, Ag Defense, Risk Management, Walter Cattle Company, Harrison Cattle Company, Elk City Livestock, and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions are helping. Six Wire Company, Union in Elk City, Goosen Agency, Insurance Agency there in Clinton, and Everett Welding out of Eyesight, they are helping us celebrate. So I'm going to go out on a limb because I Googled it and I couldn't find it. So we had National Farmers Day October 12th, and this is American Farmers Month right now, the whole month of October. So tomorrow, since it's going to be raining, people have been making up holidays for the last 5 years, so I'm going to make one up. Tomorrow is National Farmer's Wife Day. It's going to be raining. Ain't got nothing to do. Load your wife up, or buy her a gift. Load your wife up. Take her to Oklahoma City or Amarillo. Take her out for a sweet meal, wine and diner. Get her a gift certificate to somewhere in one of these towns that you're located at for pedicure and a manicure and all kinds of, you know, just a massage, whatever. Do something for your wife tomorrow if you're a farmer or rancher. Tomorrow is proclaimed by Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, National Farmer's Wife Day. So take care of those ladies tomorrow, all right? Okay, let's see what happened overnight in the big ag world with the things going on the weekend. These wars, this war deal in a couple, two or three different spots, not just in Israel, Ukraine, and it's not doing us any good. That's all I can tell you. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading on concerns about competition from Brazil. And as the U.S. harvest rolls on, farmers in Brazil will increase area dedicated soybeans and cut corn planting, according to the report from CONAB, a public company operating under the country's Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock, and Food Supply. Producers find corn prices right now unattractive relative to soybeans. University of Illinois Department of Ag and Consumer Economics economists Joanne Colossi, Nick Paulson, Gary Shenicki, and Jim Bolt said in a report last week, an El Nino weather system has developed in the Pacific Ocean and in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul. Rains considerably slowed the first corn planting last month, the economist said. Brazil's soybean production is pegged at 5.95 billion bushels, up 4.8% year over year, and areas forecast to increase 2.5% to 112 million data. The largest expansion in percentage terms will be in Brazil's north and northeast regions, with some expansion coming from the conversion of pasture to cropland, while some of the expansion comes at the expense of other crops, according to this economist. In the U.S., meanwhile, 62% of the soybean crop was harvested as of last week, up from 43% 7 days earlier, and Department of Agriculture data show the corn harvest was 45% complete, up from 34% the previous week. Dry weather in much of the U.S. corn belt last week likely allowed farmers to accelerate the harvest. USDA is scheduled to release its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 9.5 cents to $13.10¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down $3.70 to $4.20 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.31 pennies to 53.7 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery fell a half a penny to $4.95 overnight a bushel. Wheat futures overnight for December delivery in Chicago lost a half a cent to $5.85 a bushel. And Kansas City futures were down a quarter of a penny to $6.69¾ a bushel. Investors reduced their net short positions on bets on lower prices in corn last week, according to the data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net short position of 105,000 contracts in corn in the week that ended October 17th. That's down from 110,000 contracts and the smallest such position since September 5th. Money managers raised their net shorts on soybeans, though only slightly, to 3,412 future contracts, up from 3,185 a week earlier. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms narrowly increased their bearish bets on soft red winter wheat futures to 110,952 contracts. That's up about 700 from the week before. That marks the largest bearish position in soft red winter futures since June 13. Investors also raised their net shorts and hard red winter futures to 27,000 contracts. That's up from 26,000 a week earlier. There you have it. Not a tremendous lot going on major weather-like. It says in North Dakota, snow is expected this week, possibly as early as tomorrow night in western counties. The rate accumulation will start slowly, but there's a 50 to 70% chance that west, central, and northern North Dakota will see at least 6 inches of snow, Wednesday and Thursday. Now it's time to start preparing for that transition back to winter, according to the National Weather Service. If you have travel plans this week, please closely monitor the forecast. I didn't look, but I'll look real quick and see. Let's see what our forecast is next Monday. The other day when I was listening to it. Yeah, it's not as bad. They were calling for low 40s, high 30s for a high next Monday out here in western Oklahoma. Now it's 51 and 40. So we don't have to worry about that. But it's weather. It'll always change. Well, let's take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll talk a little bit about them. I think they got fall gatherings going on. Update you on that. And remember, tomorrow is National Farmers' Wife's Day in western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle. And that little part of Kansas is listening up there. So you guys plan on it. This is not official. These are all made up holidays. So let's go with it. All right. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I want more time for the Jimmy Clark fans. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 2,205 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 461 brought 260. 5 at 470 brought 282. 10 at 557 brought 244. 4 at 613 brought 224. 20 at 760 brought 229. 3 at 772 brought 196. 9 at 839 brought 235. 9 head of heifers at 449 brought 249. 6 at 467 brought 244. 3 at 605 brought 224. 11 at 606 brought 224. 10 at 781 brought 220, 6 at 826 brought 210, 8 at 970 brought 196, butcher cows were 15 to 121.50, butcher bulls brought 46 to 119, bred cows were 800 to 1975, pairs brought 900 to 2485, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Higgy at 580-497-6095, that's 580-497-6095.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from that Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. Currently in Canadian, Texas, you're 80 degrees. Heat index of 81. Humidity's 50%. Dew point 60 degrees. Winds out of the south at 14. Peak wind gusts so far today, 33 miles an hour. And month-to-date precipitation, 0.89. Yep, month-to-date precipitation is 89 100ths. How about that? Or 891 thousandths, however you want to look at that. 8-inch soil temperature is 67 degrees. Okay, so, see, I love it when the listeners text in and with brilliant ideas. And you guys know when I give the weather at Arnett, Oklahoma, I always have to mention the famous Lori Campbell. Well, you know, she's one of the head honchos that helps out here in Western Oklahoma with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And she had a brilliant idea. And here we go. You guys ready? And so for Farmer's Wife Day, and, you know, let's go ahead and do the for Farmer's and Rancher's Wife Day since Lori came up with this. Take your wife out to eat at Stairwalt's tomorrow night at Leedy, right there on the south end of Leedy there, just before you get into there. Steak. I think they're having steak. I don't know. I better not say that. I didn't know that for sure. But anyway, if you have an RSVP, come on anyway. They'll have plenty. So go out there to the Big Show Arena tomorrow night for one of the fall gatherings for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And you won't even be out any money unless you join the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, which is a reasonably $100, fair amount for a year to join the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Well, more on the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. It's a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights. Here's one of the big ones for me. Up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. I'm going to tell you, the value of cattle being up, keep a close eye on your cattle. And if you're not a member of the OCA, you need to become one now, because I'm a member of them, Farm Bureau, the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association. I'm a member of all of them just because of this, because they've got good people working for us if your cattle or trailer or something like that's stolen. So anyway, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. How about that? All right, let's see what's happening. Let me update this real quick. Make sure it's updated at least. Oh, come on. There, dial-up's almost fast. Anyway, grains right now. Corn, presently, December, 492, down 3. March is 506. Soybeans for November, 1294, down 8. January's 1313. Soybean meal for December is 422.30, down a buck 60. Looks like the rest of them, January's 412.70, kind of not unchanged. March at 403.80, up a buck. Soybean oil's down 0.74 cents to 52.65 cents for December. Hard red winter wheat is up a little over 4 pennies at 674 for December. March is 683. May is 689. And July, 693. What's cotton doing today? Hey, there's some green numbers by cotton. That's cool. December, cotton, 84.03. March, 85.56. May is 86.51. Looks like oil's down $2.31. That's West Texas Intermediate. December's at 85.77. Natural gas is up, actually, because they know winter's coming. November's at 2.93 and December's at 3.27. Cattle, live cattle for October, 180.05, down over $4 a day, down 4.22 to be exact. December's 178.47, February's 180.97, April's 184.150. Feeder cattle, October 238.12, down 370. November's 236.32, down 590. January's 236.55, down 650. And March is 239.17, down 655. Ugh. Hate those numbers. I know it's the futures, but I still hate them. Okay, let's see what happened last week out in the big state of Texas. Overall, auction barn sales. Total receipts last week was 8,292 compared to 6,800 head the week before. Looks like compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $6 lower. Trade activity was moderate on light to moderate demand. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $3 lower. Supply, 87% feeder cattle, 10.8% slaughter cattle, and 1.7% replacement cattle. Here's just a few numbers that was out in Texas. Let's check out, as Brandon Hickey would say, let's check out the boys, the boy cows. They was 411s, bringing up to 323. Let's see here. We got some 567s bringing up to 275, some 663s bringing up to 253, 807 pounders were bringing up to 241.82. I'd say that's a pretty good paycheck there. Going down here and check some of the heifers. We got some 405s brought up to 270, some 514s brought up to 261. Some 616s brought up to 241, and some 745 pounders unwinged, $1.9050, and then some 800 pounders that were winged brought $1.95. There you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take an OCA break. Wait, let me back up a minute. I'm going to ask a question. Here's the text line. 580-225-9697. And if you answer it correctly, it's an opinion, really, so I guess you can't answer it. But I know what I like, but I'm not going to tell you my answer. If you want to go to the Sugar Creek Casino this coming Saturday, October 28th, to see Lone Star and McBride in the Ride, first two people that have the correct answer, and this is my answer, it doesn't mean it's scientifically right, I want to know what's more important in your state, fat or marbling. Which is it? I have my favorite, and that's what the correct answer is going to be today, okay? So 225-9697 if you want to go see Lone Star and McBride in the Ride this coming Saturday at Sugar Creek Casino. I want to know your answer. Which is more important than a big old juicy ribeye, is fat or marbling? Which is more important? All right, we're going to take a break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Exploring Energy Show.
Well, the U.S. Energy Chief, Jennifer Granholm, she's praising the oil industry for boosting output.
Oh.
This is during the CERAWeek 2023.
Oh, of course she is, yeah. That's the narrative.
So she's in butt-kissing mode.
The Exploring Energy Show, weekdays at 8 a.m. on 96.5 KECO.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City has everything you need for your home. And that includes America's top brands in appliances with Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana. Washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, above-range microwaves, ranges, freezers, kitchen accessories, and so much more. Why shop anywhere else? Galleria has the largest showroom in Western Oklahoma and the best prices in Western Oklahoma. Remember, friends don't let friends pay retail. Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City.
You always thought you knew the risks, that you were fully aware of the cost to your health. But few realize that smoking can cause diabetes to take over your life. If you smoke, you have up to a 40% higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes than non-smokers. Don't take that chance. Get free support and the tools you need to quit with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com to learn more.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's check out some ag weather. And yeah, we got we have winners. Everybody answered the question right so far. So let's check out some ag weather. Let's just do Sealing. I haven't been to Sealing in a while, so yeah. Sealing, Oklahoma, 80 degrees there, feels like 82. Dew point 63, humidity's 56%. Winds are out of the south. Southwest at 17 with wind gust up to 24. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 66 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.5. Sunset at 6:51. Today breezy. Winds south 22 to 23 mile an hour. Tonight rain showers likely. Low of 61. South winds 13 to 20 miles an hour with a 60% chance of rain. And tonight. Rain showers likely, high around 73, wind south 7 to 17 miles an hour, and 70% chance of rainfall tomorrow. All right, let's check this out. What do we got here? Text line, make sure I'm notifying everybody, so everybody be patient. I think I got one more person to notify. But anyway, all right, Marblin, everybody is correct. Nobody said fat, and Marblin is the correct answer in my books. It's not scientific, but so you guys might think a lot about me, like a lot like me. Marblin's in fact. Anyway, sorry for my mumbling today. I'm working on limited sleep. Got up at 2:30 this morning. Went to the field. Finally, after two nights of no humidity, no dew, I got to bale some hay, started about three, and got done about hour and 15 minutes before the show started. So I'm winging the show today. I'm telling you guys, it's no joke. But I will notify everybody that has won tickets, and they will be up front for you later on after the show. All right. Got to do one more auction summary, and that's from Oklahoma. Total receipts last week, $29,239 compared to $26,000 the week before. Compared to last week, feeder steers $6 to $8 lower, feeder heifers $2 to $6 lower. Demand's moderate at best for the lighter numbers of feeders. Cattle futures struggled to trade on the positive side this week, and they ain't doing much better today, I ain't gonna lie. Limited feedlot space and bearish expectations of the upcoming cattle and feed report gave aid to the negative trading. Steer calves sold $2 to $8 lower and heifer calves $2 to $4 lower. Farmers very busy trying to get in winter wheat pasture planted before this expected rain early next week. Plus, they're trying to get, according to 101 down here in Wichita County, they're trying to get cotton out. But anyway, the first frost of the season hit the state this past week, and that was up there in the panhandle, and this brought many cows to town. Though these numbers are so far running about half of a year ago, what they were, and slaughter cows sold steady to $4 lower. In Oklahoma, slaughter bulls were $1 to $2 lower. Packer demand was light to moderate. Supply was 86.4% feeder cattle, 9.8% slaughter cattle, and 3.7% replacement cattle. The replacement cattle number is double what it was the prior week, so that's good. Good number there. What do we got here? Let's check out some numbers compared to the big state next to us. Here's some 317 weight steers, boy cows, up to 333. And then we got, what else do we got here? Here we go. 473s up to 330, some 552s up to 296. And some 8 weights was bringing up to 245, and some 9 weights up to 230, and some 1,000 weights were 1,000 and over were up to 208. In the ladies department, the heifers, the girl cows, they was 371s bringing up to 289, 419 weights was 267.50, 5 weights were bringing up to 252 to 270s. There's some 270s, the lighter fives were bringing in the 270s, and the heavier fives were bringing in the 250s. 6 weights bringing up to 243, 249 in that area. And then we got some 9 weight heifers bringing 208, 216, and some 1155 pounders. There's only one of them, but she brought $1.60. And there you have it. Okay, let's check out some cotton reports. Where is my cotton? Let's see here. Here we go. Not much going, a little bit going on. The house is paralyzed by this, according to the National Cotton Council here. The house is paralyzed by speaker chaos, and I agree with them. The house was without a speaker 17 days after Representative Kevin McCarthy was ousted from the role. Jim Jordan has been the only declared Republican candidate in the race to succeed McCarthy since last week. So anyway, that's going on. Normal chaos crap going on. Also, the NCC joined 62 national state groups onto a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, I hope I said that right, urging the department to reconsider the duty rate calculation on phosphate fertilizer import from Morocco. The letter comes to the wake of recent rulings from the U.S. Court of International Trade that calls on both Commerce and the U.S. International Trade Commission to release duties on Morocco fertilizer, which was initially set by the ITC at nearly 20%. The CIT found the commerce errors in the assessment of profit rate and production costs, among other factors, led to an excessively high tariff rate. The letter emphasizes that pattern of high fertilizer costs is not abating, is unsustainable for farm country. Considering these challenges and absent relief, the letter states farmers will be forced to incur unsustainable costs, delays, and limited availability with negative impact yields. And there you have it. So hopefully something gets done on that. And scrolling through this big old email, I don't see much else except here's the next export sales for the week ending on October 12th with 80,900 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to about 6.2 million bales. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 marketing year were about 8.7 million bales. Total crop, new crop that is, for 24-25 sales are already at 426,600 bales. Shipments for the week were 114,200 bales, bringing total exports to date to 1.8 million bales compared with 2.5 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. Other than that, I don't see much else going on that lights up my world there. So, all right, let's X out of that. Well, might as well continue to try it here and finish out this segment with this. I don't like talking about politics, but we'll get her going. According to this, red meat for Republicans, cuts for Democrats in the Ag Chair's Farm Bill wish list. To pay for Farm Bill priorities such as crop subsidies, House Agriculture Chairman Glenn Thompson suggested $50 billion in cuts, mostly to climate change and public nutrition programs that are strongly supported by the Democratic lawmakers. To pay for Farm Bill priorities such as subsidies for crops, House Agriculture Glenn Thompson said, all right, we're done. I'm going to cut this. The proposal quickly was rejected, pointing to long-running disagreements over the Farm Bill with time running out for action for this year. Arkansas Senator John Boozman, the senior Republican on the Senior Ag Committee, recommended a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, which expired on September 30th. Boozman is a staunch supporter for higher reference prices, one of the sticking points for the Farm Bill. An increase could quickly cost tens of billions of dollars. There's no new funding available, so any incentives required an offset elsewhere in the Farm Bill. Senator Agriculture Chairman Debbie Stabenow, however you say that, was adamant against cuts in SNAP or redirection of the $20 billion given to the USDA conservation programs for the 22 climate health care tax law. Thompson's list included diversion of the $20 billion to pay for higher reference points and a ban on updates to the Thrifty Food Plan, said a farm lobbyist who contrasted Thompson's repeated statements in support of a bipartisan farm bill with tactics that discourage consensus. A farm bill in 2024 might be beyond reach, he said. Farm groups have been given priority to higher reference points, which would make it easier to trigger subsidy payments to crop growers. Republicans uniformly oppose the climate bill in regard to the $20 billion given to the USDA for climate as fair game of other activities. A Biden administration update on the Thrifty Food Plan to reflect the cost of a healthy diet resulted in a 27% increase in SNAP benefits in 2021 from the pre-pandemic levels. Some Republican lawmakers says the administration blindsided them with that increase. In other words, guess what? Well, I didn't even know this. I read on down here. SNAP accounts for roughly $8 of every $10 in the Farm Bill spending. Federal outlays on traditional crop subsidies have been low in recent years because of high commodity prices. Farmers received billions of dollars in trade war and pandemic relief payments. Here's my two cents on that deal. I want you guys to remember back about 3 years ago during before the election, the last election, big election, one side was saying that they're going to squeeze down the subsidy payments and get rid of a bunch of that stuff. And so guess what? They're trying. Telling you, I warned you when I first started the show that they a couple of years ago that they said in their campaigns that they was gonna cut back the farmer subsidies come back and do away with them eventually. So just stay on top of it, plan for the worst and hope for the best, I guess. Well, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Blair Tire and Feed is hitting the pause button so they can renovate. Blair Tire and Feed will be closed from October 27th through November 5th. Then they'll reopen Monday, November 6th, and they'll be better than ever. But even during renovations, they'll still answer the phone and service trucks will still run. So if you've got a tire that needs fixed, just call 580-563-2692. 563-2692. Blair Tire and Feed is shutting down for renovations October 27th through November 5th. Then reopen November 6th. Thanks for your patience. They'll see you soon.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for, and if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that, but a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think, and the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag. And let's see here. Let's go with Hobart, Oklahoma. No, let's go with Mangum. And there it is. Boom. 81 degrees at Mangum. No, 77 degrees at Mangum. This thing changes so fast. Feels like 77. Dew point 64. Humidity 64%. 10%. The winds are out of the south at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 70 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water. Doesn't say. It just went blank. All right, sunset 6:55. 20% chance of thunderstorms today with a high of 84. 90% chance of rain showers tonight, 63 for a low. Tomorrow, 76 for a high, and 80% chance of rain with south winds 13 to 16 miles an hour. Okay, that is your Hobart Farm and Garden long range of forecast. Well, this is kind of interesting. I seen this come across the Texas A&M Agri Law email that I get. So, you know, most people in Western Oklahoma, especially out in Texas, we're all about these livestock shows and sales and all this. Well, let's check this out. A Californian family has filed a lawsuit challenging actions of County Fair Association and law enforcement officers after an exhibitor tried to avoid selling her animal at a junior livestock show. Please note that all these facts below were taken from the Second Amendment amended complaint for damages. The defendants have yet not filed a response. EL, this is her name, since she's protected because she was a minor child, owned a goat named Cedar. She purchased the goat in April of 2022 and cared for him daily until July. She alleges that she bonded with the goat just as she would have bonded with a puppy and loved him like a family pet. EL's mother, Jessica, had co-possessionary interest in the goat. EL was a member of the local 4-H chapter. On June 24th of 2022, EL exhibited the goat at the Shasta District Fair, which included a junior livestock auction where 4-H members exhibit and auction off their animals. The state fair rules passed by the California Department of Food and Ag apply to all county fairs and the state that the exhibitor must be the legal owner of the entry through the show dates. Okay, pretty common. Prior to bidding, when the bidding began at the auction, EL and Jessica claimed they sought to terminate their participation in the junior livestock auction portion of the fair. Fair officials refused to permit this, stating the fair rules prohibited plaintiffs to terminate their participation in the auction. Plaintiffs claimed that there to be no such legally enforceable rules prohibiting this termination. The goat was auctioned off during the junior livestock sale and was purchased by State Senator Brian Dahl for $902. Of this, 7%, $63, was to be retained by the fair, and the remaining $838.86 would be paid to EL. The plaintiffs noted that the successful bidder was not entitled to possession of and did not purchase the goat. Rather, the successful bidder was entitled only to the cuts of meat that were Cedar. Okay, here we go. After the auction, EL did not want to leave the goat. The plaintiffs alleged that EL exercised her statutory rights as a minor under California law to disaffirm any contact that may have existed between her and the Shasta County Fair or any other party with respect to Cedar. She relied upon California's Family Code Section 6710, which allows a minor to disaffirm a contract before majority or within reasonable time afterwards. After doing this, Jessica removed the goat from the fair and informed the Shasta Fair Association that she was willing to pay for any losses or damages associated with EL's decision to save Cedar. After taking this step, Jessica feared that there would be negative social consequences if they live in an agriculture community. Thus, 2 days later, on June 22nd, 26th of 22, Jessica took Cedar over 200 miles away to a third party's farm somewhere in Sonoma County, where he was kept while she dealt with any issues with the Shasta County Fair. And I read on down through here, and because this is very long, I read on down through there that she reached out to the bidder, who was Senator Dahl, to ask him to relinquish any rights to Cedar. His representatives informed them that he would not resist her efforts with regard to the goat. She wrote a letter to the fair laying out her position, Senator Dahl's position, and offered to pay damages. This offer was rejected. On June 27th, the fair CEO emailed Long stating that Cedar had to be returned because, among other reasons, the social media response has been very negative for the fair. Here we go. So anyway, man, I didn't know 4-H and FFA could be complicated, but I guess it was. There you go. Crazy stuff going on there. Oh, man. Anyway, another thing that happened over the weekend, the Omaha-based carbon company, Navigator CO2, ran into a lot of roadblocks, as I told you about during the last couple, 2 or 3 months, especially in North Dakota and Iowa. And they have canceled their Heartland Greenway pipeline project. Imagine that. Citing the unpredictable nature of regulatory and government processes involved, especially in South Dakota and Iowa. You get them. Anyway, in a press release, Navigator CO2 CEO Matt Vinen said, "As good stewards of capital and responsible managers of people, we have made a difficult decision to cancel the Heartland Greenway project, which is a big carbon pipeline. We are disappointed that we will not be able to provide services to our customers and thank them for their continuous support. I am proud that throughout this endeavor, our team maintained a high integrity and safety first approach, and we thank them for their tireless efforts." So anyway, the Omaha-based carbon company has run into multiple roadblocks during its attempt to give approval for the 1,352-mile pipeline running through South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. And I think we all kind of felt like this was going to happen. Well, I did anyway, just because this carbon deal, science has not got there yet. I don't care what you read in your magazines or your email updates, science has not got there to where they can honestly tell us they're actually catching that carbon and sequestering it. So anyway, we'll see. I can't even get anybody to come on and tell me how they capture carbon, talk about carbon, these pipelines and what they're going to do with these carbons, and all this other leasing your carbon rights to your land and stuff like that. Nobody will come on to the show with me. I know I ain't the smartest cat out there and not the most scientific cat out there, but I don't know. I see something bad on the wall on this deal. So anyway, we'll figure it out. And when somebody does come on that knows what they're talking about, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm not against this stuff. But you got to prove it before you spend all these taxpayers' money of doing this kind of stuff. So we'll see what's happening. Tomorrow we got a lot going on. We're going to talk about nitrogen amounts to apply on your ground and what hay feeder is the most effective one to use, and see if we can get some stuff stirred up in the listening area about managing family conflict on the farm. This will be a good one. So anyway, we'll have that to talk about tomorrow. And let's see here, let me check the text line, see anything. All right, cool. We got everybody, thank you for participating in that. I promise you I'll let you we got a response off one of the listeners about National's Farmer's Wife Day. And best thing you could do tomorrow is just not argue with your wife. How's that? Yeah, that would be probably the smartest thing to do, but it just don't always work out that way, because sometimes men do think they're right. So we'll get that going on. Anyway, all right, let me take one last look at the forecast and see if there's any rain on the radar yet. I haven't checked the radar during this deal. Let's see what's happening. You can see the moisture coming up. It's coming up from the around El Paso, coming up through Lubbock. So, man, it's on the way. So everybody keep their fingers crossed and get her going. We'll be good to go. So, anyway, you guys have a great day. Listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.